Bava Metzia Perkei Mishnah Beis. There's two separate issues in this Mishnah. Okay, the first one is straightforward. The second one is also thorny. So the first part of the Mishnah discusses, it says restrictions of what a lova, a borrower may not, benefits that a borrower may not bestow upon the lender, because that would be Isser of Ribbis. Now, here they are. It says, Hamalves Chavero, if I go and lend you money, Lo Yader Bechatseiro Chinam, you are now not allowed to let me sleep in your yard, or whatever, your house, your guest house, for free. Because if you would, then essentially, let's say, you know, you rented out for $100 a night, so now I'm essentially getting $100 of value by getting free rent in your guest house, so then I'm getting an indirect benefit. This is an illustration why translating ribis as interest is a bad translation. Because you're agreeing to, I'm saying, here's $1,000, you pay me back in a month, $1,000. But in the meantime, you let me stay one night in your guest house, which saved me $100. So then I'm getting benefit, and that's usser. Okay? Right? If we would have said at the outset that's the deal, if we had agreed, give me just $1,000 I lend you, but also let me stay one night in your guest house, in Davos over there, so then that will be ribis deraisa, because ketsutza, we set it up ahead of time. If we didn't agree to it, just along the way, mid-month of the loan, I just say, do you mind if I crash in your place one night, and your place is up for rent, and you say, no problem, then I'm getting benefit, and I'm over ribis midirabonim. Okay, that's fine. V'lo yiskar memenu b'pachot, and not only can I not stay in your place for free, I can't even pay less than the going rate. V'lo yiskar memenu, I can't rent it from you, but pachot, from less than the going rate. Whether it's anything, it could be your backyard, it could be, you know, your lawnmower, whatever, anything you lend out at a price, that you're basically forgoing that benefit, you'd get $30 or more from somewhere else, but you're getting $25 from me, that would be ribis. But midirabanan. Why is it only midirabanan? Because not ketsutza. We never made it up at the outset. Okay? That's a little straightforward. There is a difference I should point out, by the way. If the yard we're talking about is something that you normally rent out, and if you don't. If you normally rent it out, so that it's called kaima la'agra. It's like it's a rented item. Oh, it's not, we're not talking about, you know, staying in my guest room in my house. We're talking about staying in my rental apartments, in my short-term rental apartments out in the old city. So then, that already you could have ribis doraisa. If we agreed ahead of time that was the deal, that would be doraisa. If it's just, you're using my facility, which I usually don't rent out, I just let you stay in my place, so then that would be only usur midurabanan, because really, maybe nothing, you're not losing any value, but since it looks bad, it's called mechzik ribis, it looks bad. It looks like I'm getting a benefit. So all of a sudden, it becomes forbidden, even if, this is important, even if on a regular basis, we're friends, remember? So you let me stay, you have a house in the mountains, and I stay there every year, let me stay there. This year it happens to be that you were tight for cash, so I loaned you money over the course of the winter. Now I cannot stay there. That this place I always stay there every year, I can't stay there this year, because really I'm getting a benefit of you. It looks like I'm getting a benefit. Okay, but midirabanan. That's that. That's straightforward, right? Okay. Like I said, later on in the parak, at the end of the parak, we'll discuss real practicalities that have to iskas and do things, but I'm just giving the principles now. Okay, now the second part of the mission is like a whole new thing. And it's, okay, it is what it is. Like this. Before we were looking at the ribis issue is conceptually where my money's sitting in your pocket, and therefore, and I'm getting some compensation for not having my money in my pocket. Okay? You can look at it from the other way also. You can be, what happens if, instead of looking from the perspective of, I'll call it I don't have a good word for it this minute, but I'll give an illustration. You'll see exactly what I mean. I just don't have a good word to juxtapose the two ideas. What happens if I'm going to rent out my house for the year, which is the case of the Mishnah. The thing is, I say, listen, either pay me up front, and you can pay me, you know, $10,000 now for the year, or you can pay me $1,000 a month. Okay? So what's happening is, essentially, is that by me saying, give me $10,000 now instead of $1,000 a month, I'm saying, listen, if the money gets to stay in your pocket, right, instead of in my pocket, when we make the transaction on day one, so that really the money should be coming into my pocket, maybe. So if the money should be coming into my pocket, I'm me saying, don't give it to me now, I'll give it to you later, I'm saying, since it's not in my pocket now, you'll have to pay me more over the course of the time that you owe me the money. So the question is a person allowed to do such a transaction? Is a person allowed to to allow for, you know, delayed or late payment or different payment at a later date at a different price than if you pay up, the price would be upfront. So that's, so you see what the other side of the story. We're not looking at it as a, it's not a loan, it's that the, it's a credit, that's the word I wanted, credit. It's a credit facility.
A discount
upfront, an upfront discount. So, now there's going to be a difference. Here's the, remember, we're only in the world of Zerubbabel now because we're talking Mecca, we're talking transactional, not loans anymore. Right? Just a credit facility, a discount is not a loan, it's something else. Okay? It's like financing or whatever for a business transaction. So here, it's going to differ, the difference will be if I'm giving you a discount now or if I'm adding the price later on. Because if I'm giving a discount now, that'll be okay. If I'm adding the price later on, really I'm charging you interest, I'm charging you finance, I'm embedding finance payments. Like you ever notice, you can buy, you know, the computer for $1,000 today or $1,000 a month for 12 months. So you add it up, like, wait a second, your computer or the car you buy all of a sudden costs twice what they said it costs because you're buying it over 60 months. So that's interest embedded into the payments. So the answer is going to be like this. The way that Chazal look at it, the way that the rabbis look at the Mishnah here is when it comes to, there's a big difference between rental and purchase. When you buy something, the normal way to do things is that if the transaction happens today, the money should change hands today, and the fair price is today's price. If it's a rental agreement, the time you pay for your rental is at the end of the period, and therefore the actual real price is at the end of the period. In other words, you rent the car and you pay at the end of it, right? You rent the house, you pay at the end, you don't pay up front. I mean, they won't make security up front, but the actual payment is done at the end. So therefore the rabbi's looking at it as two different kinds of things. They'll say, when it comes to a rental agreement, I'm renting my house out to you for 12 months, I say, listen, you can pay me $1,000 now or $1,000 a month for 12 months. So really what the rabbis are saying, they look at it like this, that really the fair price is $1,000 a month, because you pay at the end of each period, not at the beginning of the period. So I'm saying, instead of paying me $12,000 over the course of a year, I'll give you a discount and pay me $10,000 now. That'll be okay, because I'm just giving you a discount. I'm not charging you, like, essentially financing charges for paying me late. You're not paying late, you're paying early to pay at the end of the month to be paying on time. As opposed to a sale, if I said to you, listen, the going price, you know, is $1,000, but if you want to pay me now, you can pay me over the course of the next 12 months, and it'll cost you $1,200, then really what I'm doing is since the transaction is happening now, the fair price is today's price, and by making you pay more later on, I'm increasing the price, that's because I'm embedding in there financing charges, that'll be interest. So the basic principle is, if I'm being lahozil, if I'm reducing the price, giving a discount for early payment, that's mutter. If I'm being lahosif, I'm going to add the price later on for late payment, that'll be interest and usur. Okay, so the difference will be, the nub of it is, the rabbis look at rentals as being the payment, the time to pay is at the end of the period, and therefore, if you pay early, you just get a discount. And normal sale, the time to pay is at the beginning of the transaction, so a late payment would be a financing charge. And therefore, the Mishnah says, Marbin al Haskar, you are allowed to increase on the rental price of the, like we'll illustrate in a second. Ve'ein Marbin al Mechra, but you can't increase on the sale price. Where we're going is where I just explained, but now it's the Mishnah inside. Ketan, how does that work? For example, Hiskilo es Chatzero. If I'm renting to you my yard, as you know, you want to store your stuff over there. Va'amarlo, and I tell you, if you give me the cash now up front, you can have it for 10 seller for the whole year. If you want to pay me on a monthly basis, so then you pay me one seller a month, I total 12 instead of 10 slime. That's mutter. Again, because the going rate is a seller a month, but if I'm giving you a discount for paying early, we're not giving any time value to money in terms of a loan. I'm not extending you a loan, you're not getting benefit. That's mutter. Only because a rental is looked at as the time to pay is at the end of the period, at the end of each month, not the beginning of each month. However, machalo es sadeh, if I sell you my field, va'amarlo, and I say, listen, if you give it the cash now to me up front, at the time of the sale, harehi shalcha be'elef zuz, sales price was 1,000 zuz. Vim Lagorin, if you want to wait to pay me till, you know, the harvest season when you finally have cash, because now you have your illiquid, once you harvest, you know, and you have to sell the produce to the field, then Bishnei Masar Mana, then I expect to get 1,200 zuz from you, not 1,000, but 1,200. That will be usser. Why? Because the going price, the fair price of the field today is 1,000. Hence, I sold you for 1,000. You just want to pay me later. So what's happening really is, I'm extending a credit of 1,000 and making you pay me back interest, an extra 20% to pay me 1,200 later. That would be usser. Okay, is that clear? Okay, great. So that was very good.